This is America's Healthcare Leaders with John Melly, a compelling interview program featuring today's top healthcare professionals. Join us as we explore the latest treatments and technologies being developed to provide better care in today's complex world of medicine. Now here's your host, John Melly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. If you're a pre-med student, you're about to learn about how you can get a competitive advantage over your fellow students applying to medical school. We have a very interesting guest today. Before I introduce my guest, I want to let you know about a problem. Did you know the United States has more Spanish speakers in it than the country of Spain? Many of them cannot speak English very well or at all. This is a major problem when it comes to healthcare and medical treatment, but it also creates a huge opportunity for people in the medical services who can also speak Spanish. Now, you may be thinking, oh no, not more classes. Well, my guest today assures me you're not going to be sitting in another classroom taking notes, but rather have a fun, life-changing experience. My guest today is Cecilia Quezada, who is the director of ESELA Spanish. Cecilia joined ESELA as the director of study abroad in 2000. And since that time, Cecilia has helped more than 20,000 students from around the world learn Spanish and experience the local cultures of Chile, Argentina, and Peru. Her biggest reward is to see how the program impacts her students' lives, and many of them use Spanish every day at work. And this creates an opportunity for pre-med students and practitioners to improve their relationships with their clients and for the Latin community to be understood by their doctors. Now, Cecilia has always loved traveling. She loves to immerse herself in different cultures, and probably more importantly, she likes to learn about their food because she absolutely loves cooking. She's traveled to more than 30 countries around the world. And on top of all of this activity, she somehow finds time to be a mother of two young children, and she's also the youngest of four sisters. Cecilia, I could go on with all of your activities and teaching all of these students from around the world, but I don't have enough time to do all of that. We need to get started in our program. How are you today?
Good, John. How are you? Thank you to invite me to your program.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
It's better to be here.
That's fantastic. I'm thrilled to have you here, and I'm very excited to have this conversation because before our conversation, we had an opportunity to speak on the phone, and you were able to send me some information about the opportunity for pre-med students to learn Spanish or improve their Spanish, and this really gives them a leg up when they're competing with other students to get into medical school. And I had no idea that the United States has more Spanish speakers within the United States than the country of Spain does.
Yeah, it's a surprise to everyone, even to me, even Mexico, yes.
What I wanted to ask you before we dive into the program was, how did you get started with this program? Why did the ESELA program become so important to you?
Well, one of my biggest motivations, it was seeing my mother. She doesn't speak a good English, and she lived there for 15 years. So I started studying about Latinos that live in the United States, and many of the Latinos, when they move to the United States and they are already seniors or about maybe 50 years or older, they never get to be fluent in English. I also noticed that there are many doctors that they don't speak Spanish. So there is a big problem there because when you see someone that is senior, they go to a doctor often. They need someone that understands them.
So let me just see if I understand this correctly. A lot of folks, when they come to the United States, if English is not their first language, if they're over 50, it's less likely for them to actually learn English very well or become fluent in it. And the other side of the problem is that there aren't a lot of doctors who can speak Spanish very well. So since they're older, they tend to need more medical services, but neither side can really communicate well with each other. Is that correct?
That is completely correct.
Okay.
And there is a big opportunity, and this opportunity to help everyone. When we create this program, it really helps all the pre-med students, and they are thinking about the medical school.
How does the ESELA program help pre-med students learn the skills of speaking Spanish so that when they become doctors, they're able to communicate with this large population of native Spanish speakers in the United States?
before for the pre-med students, when they do a program like us, like learn Spanish, be immersed in the culture, and also they get to do this medical shadowing, they get more points to say, in a way, to get to this medical school. So that is very important for pre-med students. And of course, when they are a doctor and they already speak Spanish, they are one step ahead of the rest.
So let's say I'm a pre-med student and I'm interested in this. When I sign up for the ASELA program, what's going to happen? What is my experience going to be like?
For all our students, many of them, they don't have much international experience. So at first, they feel a little scared and frustrated because they are not going to learn Spanish. But after the third day, I would say that they feel so powerful because they will be able to speak a little bit of Spanish. They will be able to buy some stuff. They will feel free, finally, even if they cannot do it correctly, it doesn't matter because everyone is in the same situation. And you will make so many good friends, not only from the United States, because at the school, we have people from many other countries too. That is the first week. But after that, when a student, normally the program are between 6 to 9 weeks, and after 9 weeks, you will be able to speak Spanish. You will be able to understand.
You know, Cecilia, I want to ask you about what this whole experience is like for students who take advantage of the ASELA program. But I'm looking at the clock. We need to take a quick break. But when we come back, can we talk about what a typical day in the life of an ASELA student is like?
Of course. It will be a pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to America's Healthcare Leaders with John Melly.
Well, welcome back. My guest today is Cecilia Quezada. She is the director of ASELA Spanish. And before the break, we were talking about the large opportunity that future doctors have if they also have the ability to speak Spanish, because there's a huge Spanish-speaking population in the United States that doesn't speak English very well. And when they need medical services, the doctors, a lot of them aren't able to communicate well with their patients. So this is a huge opportunity for future doctors, pre-med students, people going into the healthcare profession. Cecilia, I wanted to know, can you paint a picture for us of what a typical day is like for an ASELA student?
Of course. Well, the first surprise for our students is when they notice, oh, wow, this is not like a college. So it's not like a typical classroom. Books and books and more books.
Good.
So it's living the language. It's like, really, they immerse in the culture. They, at first, they feel forced to speak, but then come everything natural. So they met people from different countries and different cities, and they get to be involved with the medical here. So they do shadowing. They visit different hospital, clinics, and do some volunteers. So it's a very fun program.
Cecilia, you mentioned medical shadowing as part of the program. Could you tell me what that is all about and how that benefits our students?
Of course. Medical shadowing is one of the most important parts of this program because they are not only speak Spanish or learn Spanish, but they will follow a doctor of different areas. And they can have this medical experience. So they will be in a clinic, big hospitals, even sometimes in surgery. So the student need to have this. They get credit for this. And also, many of our students, they are pre-med. They are applying for a medical school. And this really can help them to get into the medical school. They can, say, for example, get points to get this. To make it cool when you speak another language, especially Spanish, and you do the medical shadowing, and you have experience with other cultures.
Oh, interesting. So it's kind of like if you've got two students that have similar backgrounds, similar grades and all that kind of stuff, but one of these two students applying has this ASELA program with the medical shadowing in South American countries, kind of acts like a tiebreaker. It's like, okay, we'll pick that person to come to medical school as opposed to somebody who may not have that program under their belt.
Yes, exactly, because they have the skills of right. the Spanish language, different culture, and experience with the medical shadowing. So, yep, they will be a couple steps ahead of the author.
I suppose that's really important, because if you learn how to speak Spanish and you know how to buy your groceries and all that kind of stuff, that's one thing. But learning the medical terminology and the language in Spanish, even if you speak English in the United States and the doctors are talking about medical terminology in English, if you're not a doctor, you might not know what all of that means. I suppose that's the same thing for Spanish, is if you're not exposed to those words in Spanish, then it's like another language that they're learning on top of all of it, which is a huge advantage.
Exactly.
Wow, that exactly. sounds like a great part of the program. I'm glad we talked about
yep.
that.
Yes, it is.
So they're not sitting in a classroom all day long. They're out and about. Are they always in a hospital or a medical setting, or are they, you know, out shopping and enjoying cultural events as well?
Yeah, actually, it's a mix of everything. So normally they start the day with some classes at the school. So that could be a normal morning. Then they have lunch. Normally they make friends, so they have lunch all together. After that, they can go to do a medical shadowing to a normal hospital. Probably next day, they will learn some this optional medicine that here in South America is very famous. And at the night, they will dance salsa.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun and sounds very informative and educational. One question I had for you, Cecilia, was where do the students stay during their time?
That is a very important question, because to really complete the immersion program, they stay in a local family, so they will get to practice all the Spanish that they learn at the school with the family. And they eat with the family. The family really take them as their own kids, and they learn the culture from first hand. So with the family, they get very close. Many of them, they said, one of my most emotional part of this program, it was meeting my family, because they will get this relation forever. I saw some families that they even visit them in United States. So, yeah, staying with a family is a big part of the immersion program. They really will practice their Spanish too.
I'm sure there are some folks listening to this program that are wondering how these families are selected. Obviously, they're traveling, so maybe parents are sending their children for this program as part of their pre-med studies. What kind of assurances can we give these parents and these families and these students that are these host families with the program a long time, or how are they selected to be host families for the ASELA program?
Our students stay with homestay with a local family. The most important is that they get to speak Spanish with them. So normally during the day, they learn Spanish in the classes.
Mm-hmm.
And they get all the knowledge at the table, because they will have dinner with the new family. And they have a very nice relationship with the new family. Our families are very carefully selected. We care that first, they are lovely. They need to like foreigners. They need to be open to anyone that they will share their house. They need to be clean in the police report. And they have to be close to the school, so our students can walk or easily take a bus or subway to the school and be in the most safe neighborhood. For us, it's very important that our students feel comfortable, because we know, well, I know as a mother, what I want for my kid is that they feel comfortable, feel safe, and of course, they have to enjoy this trip, because this is one of these most important experiences in their life.
There's an application process for these host families?
Oh, yeah. That is the bore part, but it's very important, yes. First, they apply for this to be a host family, and they're like, ooh, 100 questions. And after that, they need to bring the papers, all the IDs, police report. Some of them, they need to know how to cook vegetarian food and provide what we need. You know, the room must be comfortable. We even check mattress and everything. So we have to be sure that our student will feel comfortable. And also we advise to our students that they will live in a medium-high class here in South America, that it may, for sure, that it will be lower than in the United States. They cannot expect the same room that they have in the United States, but they will should expect a medium or higher class, a local here. I don't know if it's clear enough.
No, I understand what you're saying. That basically, they shouldn't expect everything that is available in the United States. It's not going to be the Ritz-Carlton, but what these families have, they're going to be as generous and open and welcoming as possible and give them the best treatment that they can. They're going to be great hosts, is basically what I understand you to be saying.
Yes, exactly. That is what we make sure, that they will have always a clean and happy family for them.
Sure. I'm sure that both the students and their families, if they are listening to this conversation, are reassured to know that it's a 100-question application and background checks and all of that. So obviously the program wouldn't continue as long as it has if there were any problems. So I'm sure that the background and the interviewing process for these host families is fantastic and very reassuring to students who are thinking about this great program and opportunity.
Yes, actually, half of the questions are about safety and quality, and the other half are focused that they will be welcoming to our students. Because we know our students. I have been with Estela in the last 17. Oh, my God, the time goes so fast.
I know.
So I know my students. I know what they expect, and we try to meet that expectation. So we work very hard with the families. Even with the family, they are with us for 10 years. We keep doing some training and giving some update of students because sometimes we receive new nationalities, new religions. Well, not new, but for us new. So we do all that. So they will be always ready to host any student.
That's great. You know, I'm looking at the clock. We need to take another quick break. But when we come back, maybe we could talk about the different countries that the ASELA program is involved with.
That is a very good idea.
All right. We will be right back after this.
This is America's Healthcare Leaders with John Melly.
Well, welcome back. My guest today is Cecilia Quezado, who is the director of ASELA Spanish. And Cecilia, we've been having a great conversation about the ASELA Spanish program for pre-med students, people who are interested in the healthcare industry, and that it's an immersion program that students travel to South America and they live with host families. They attend classes, they shadow doctors and other healthcare professionals in medical settings. And one question I had for you is, this sounds fascinating. What countries is this program available?
Well, we choose three countries. Chile, which is my own country. Argentina, which is one of the famous in South America. And also Peru. I think Peru is fascinating because their culture and especially their food. So Chile, Argentina, Peru are also a part of being beautiful because they really are very well connected. It's easy to travel between Chile, Argentina, and Peru. We have different accents, so students get very well prepared after going back to the United States. By example, if you learn Spanish only in Spain, and then you come back to the United States, and someone from Mexico or from Argentina, they talk to you, probably it will be a little more difficult to understand.
Okay.
But when you train your ears with three different accents, that it will be much easier to be open to different accents because there are so many countries that speak Spanish.
Oh, that's fascinating. So it's kind of like being in the United States and somebody's speaking with a Maine accent. And then if you travel down south, it's a slightly different accent. But
yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all English, but it still sounds different.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Yeah. It's really different. And also we choose these countries because are the safest in Latin America. So in Buenos Aires, we have one in one of the best areas called Recoleta. And also we have in a smaller city that is called Mendoza that is very famous for the outdoor sport. It's right next to the mountain, to Los Andes, and also all the wine region. The other school is in Santiago de Chile. is located in Providence. It's a very nice area to be. It's very central. It's everything around. And the other school in Chile is right next to the beach. Well, not the school, but the city. It's not a small town. It's a city. Lot of culture and university life. And in Peru, we are located in two very important cities. We are located in Lima, and also we are located in Cusco. Cusco, for many, they don't know where is Cusco, but they know Machu Picchu. So that is very close to Cusco. Also, Cusco is not a small town like the most of the people think. It's big, actually. You can spend there 1 or 2 months, and you will can do every day different things. So they are beautiful city, love stuff to do. And we have a great team there, so people will feel at home. They will feel that they have support. And the most important, as soon as they arrive, they will feel that they have friends from the first day.
Sounds like a great experience. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, you know, this kind of sounds like it's really expensive, too. Can you talk to me about that? Is this really expensive for the students?
Actually, very affordable. Comparable to a public in the state tuition, since most of the students get credit, college credit, either for the undergrad or to say for the grad school, program essentially pay for itself in the short term.
Oh, wow.
In the long term, it's a fantastic investment because of likely higher income and better jobs.
Oh, that sounds interesting. So because they have this skill of being able to speak Spanish, they probably got a better chance of getting better jobs and earning more money. So in the long term, it's an investment, really.
Exactly. And also, we heard that many of our students, they get a better scholarship.
Oh, so, fascinating.
Yeah, so that is really, in a short term, they almost get the money back for that.
Wow, that's very interesting. There's something else that came to my mind, Cecilia, if you don't mind my asking.
No, please, go ahead.
Do these students travel alone? Traveling abroad alone, it might be a little intimidating. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, of course. The most of our students, they travel alone. Mm-hmm. And when we do these interviews before they travel, one of the most scary part for them is I'm going to be alone in another country that I don't know the language.
Right.
But here they will find many other students with the same goals. They will be trying to speak Spanish, of course. And the team of Cela Spanish are very welcoming and friendly. So this is one of the things that is most I love about Cela is they are not going to be alone. They will have friends from the real first day. And that is fascinating.
Plus, they're also going to be living with a host family, as we talked about earlier. They're going to get
to
know
them. Oh, yes,
them.
Of course. So
that's great.
They even will have a family. So alone, sorry, but you're not going to be alone.
You might get there by yourself, but you're not going to be alone. That sounds great.
No. You will have lots of friends, lots of activities. You will have a very fun classmate and teacher. So, yeah.
That's great. Another thing that popped in my head is, you know, when I was in school, I took some Spanish in high school, and then I took some Spanish in college. Is that enough Spanish to get there, or do I need to speak any Spanish to go? How much do I need?
Actually, we have many students that they arrive without any Spanish.
Wow.
And it's not so bad at all, because everything for them is going to be new, and they will learn very fast. And sometimes we have two students, they arrive with one Spanish class or one semester,
mm-hmm.
and after they have nothing, not even hola.
Oh, wow.
And after 4 or 5 weeks, they are all in the same level.
Really? That's fascinating.
That is an immersion program. And our class are very effective.
Now, you've mentioned classes. Are these big lectures or are these small classrooms with like 20 people in them? What are the classes like?
Well, our conversation class are very small. So that's why I think the students, they never feel alone, because they are only 4 students per class. So they will be 1 student plus other 3. And it's very good because they can get connected very well between them. They can choose which is going to be the topic of a conversation. So they don't have to talk about the moon or any of them. They don't want to. So they will choose for what they want to talk, and of course they need to follow the program. So that is a very small class. The teacher make sure that any student, they have to speak and listen, and also the teacher make sure that the student have fun during the class. So they are excited about coming back next day. And that, I think, is very important. Why, when we compare how much a student learn in a class with a CELA, comparing with how much a student can learn at a university, because this is an immersion program. They study 20 hours per week, and they're very close.
So the classes, you're saying, are for people.
Yes.
It sounds like
the conversation.
So it sounds like you're just, like you could have a cup of coffee and have a class. I mean, I'm not saying you have your classes in a cafe, but...
Yeah, we don't do it at a cafe. We have a school, but inside the classroom, you always have a drinking coffee.
It's nice
and cozy to have the conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds very intimate to me.
It is. They are. Normally, after being 4 weeks or 5 weeks with the same people, you make good friends and you feel free to talk about other stuff. And when you talk about stuff that you care, you can really learn more because you mix the new language with your experience. So you can save that information easily in your brain. For me, one of the most important parts of the classes are because they are getting ready for the real life. So while they are studying Spanish at the class, they will learn how to enfrent the street. Okay, so every day they will not only learn Spanish to get past a test, an exam. They will be ready to talk with local people, to order food, to make friends, to go to the doctor, to live the Spanish. So this is one of the most important part of our program. So we prepare them for the real world.
Okay, so it's not just a narrow niche of Spanish. It's being able to function in a Spanish-speaking society. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, they live the language. So this, I think, is one of the big differences.
Cool, because then you can apply it to so many different aspects of your life, not just your career when you're speaking with patients when you're a doctor. That's interesting. That's great.
Exactly.
You know, I hate to keep doing this, but I'm looking at the clock and we need to take another quick break. But when we come back, maybe we could talk about what some of the real world uses of this program are. Can we do that when we come back?
Excellent.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to America's Healthcare Leaders with John Milley.
Welcome back. My guest today has been Cecilia Quezada, the director of ASELA Spanish. And Cecilia, this has been a fascinating conversation. I want to thank you for taking some of your time to share what you know about the ASELA Spanish program for students. It's been really fascinating.
Oh, thank you, John.
Yeah, this has been fantastic. You know, we were talking about all the wonderful places in South America that people can take advantage of this program and the great immersion experience that these students have. It sounds wonderful, but when they come back to the U.S. and resume their studies, what are some of the real-world uses of this program?
Most obvious, I will just say first that they have a network, international network.
Hmm.
Okay, so because it will mean many people, they can find jobs or opportunity through the people that they met. But of course, the most important is that the language that they get when they were in the a Spanish program here in Latin America. So I know that we have many doctors already. At first they were a pre-med student.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are doctors. So they are one of the few that they can understand the patients. Also, we have many students that are law students or they are already lawyers that they can attend the Latin community. Even of people, they speak Spanish. They prefer to have a lawyer that they speak their own language because they feel they can trust them better. So, yep, they help a lot with the Spanish language. That is a very good acquisition.
That makes an awful lot of sense. And really what people are doing when they take advantage of this opportunity is they are acquiring a lifelong skill that not a lot of people will have. Am I correct?
Yes, this is something that you cannot spend you can get more and more language stay forever with you. So, yep.
Right. Yeah, that's...
You're very lucky when you can speak a second language.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned some of your students that are now doctors. Looks like we have a phone call coming in. Do you want to go ahead and take that?
That it will be great, yes.
Hi, welcome to the program. Who's calling, please?
Hi, yes, my name is Amari Parham.
Oh, hi, how are you today?
Doing well.
Did you take advantage of the ASELA program?
Yes, I actually spent the past summer 9 weeks total in Chile.
Tell us about that experience. What was it like for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. When I first got there, they were very welcoming. And from then on, I went to my first homestay. It was in Viña del Mar. And I stayed there with one other student in the ASELA program. And we would go to class daily, and then we would have shadowing experiences and volunteer experiences. Just in general, that was the overview of the program. It was amazing.
What was the biggest takeaway that you got from the experience?
I would say as a pre-medicine student, the biggest takeaway was getting to learn Spanish in the format of being able to communicate with patients who are Spanish-speaking patients, mm-hmm. and then practice speaking while shadowing physicians, whether it was in the emergency room or in a surgical room. There were many different platforms that we got to shadow. And so in my experience, that was by far the greatest.
How quickly did you notice an improvement in your Spanish? Did you know how to speak any Spanish when you started?
I had taken 4 years of Spanish in high school, and so I knew a good amount, but I hadn't had the opportunity to really practice it. And so then when I was in Chile, I picked it up pretty quickly. I was able to remember a lot of the vocabulary I learned in high school, mm-hmm. but the real test was being able to apply it. And so ASELA did a really good job at giving students the opportunity to do just that. We had communication class time, so it was specifically for practicing speaking with Spanish-speaking teacher and other students who were just trying to learn, as I was. So,
you know, one thing that I'm thinking is that some people hear a class. Ceci and mm-hmm. I were talking about that in our conversation, and is it like the classes you'd expect at a college setting, or how are those set up?
Oh, no, it's totally different in the way that it's almost like a small group. So it's very interactive, and it's not like you're sitting there just listening to a professor. The teacher is talking with you and not at you, and the students will answer questions based on packets that we kind of go through throughout the course. And so once you take an assessment, then you're able to move on to the next course and improve your Spanish even more. That's sort of the format of the course.
That's great. Do you think this is going to help you in your career as a future doctor?
Yeah, totally. I'm excited to, I guess, tell more students about it, but also when I go into interviews, I believe it's going to help portray the importance that I see and the dedication I have toward my goal to learn Spanish even more, so that I'm one day fluent and that I'm able to communicate with Spanish speakers. I believe it will help.
What would you say to a prospective student who is thinking about taking advantage of the ASELA opportunity? What would you say to them?
I would say that do not be deterred from this experience. If you are scared that, oh, I'm going to be flying across the sea to a foreign place where I know no one, I think that shouldn't be their biggest fear. I think they should be excited for an experience where they can meet new people and learn a new language, a new culture, and improve their Spanish speaking abilities.
So you'd recommend it?
Oh, definitely. I would also say that before applying to the program, I was kind of concerned about how I would be able to pay for it. And so I went scavenging for a bunch of scholarships, and to my surprise, it actually worked out. It wasn't too bad. I didn't have to put in too much work toward that, but it was definitely possible. I don't think students should be afraid to go after this program just because they may feel that they have a financial disadvantage. ASELA definitely helped me out with giving me a scholarship as well, so it's possible.
Well, Amari, I want to thank you for taking time to speak with us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, great. No problem.
Cecilia, they sound thrilled. They sound like this was a life-changing program for them.
I can say that I have the same. For me, it's also life-changing.
It's wonderful.
Venezuela, so...
And we've got another call coming in. Let's go ahead and take that, okay?
Okay.
Hi, welcome to the program. Who's calling, please?
It's Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Now, have you participated in the Acela program?
Yes, I did.
And tell us what that experience was like.
It was a truly amazing experience. Just going to a different country, and not just an English-speaking country, but a country that doesn't speak your own language. So it was not easy to adjust a little bit, but it took like a couple of weeks, and then, you know, I was well adjusted starting in Lima, and I could have understood some of the Spanish words and stuff while taking classes and trying to practice and everything. But it was overall a tremendous experience that, you know, I would definitely do again.
Excellent. What was the biggest takeaway experience for you from your time there?
Learning Spanish and getting to tie into the medical aspect of it. So going into the hospitals and shadowing the doctors and seeing what areas really I'm really, really passionate about and really seeing how they do medicine there versus here in the U.S. and seeing how different it is and how great we should appreciate what we have because other places, they don't have as much. Just being grateful. That's my biggest takeaway.
Well, that's wonderful. That's nice to hear. You mentioned that you struggled a little bit with the Spanish when you first started. Did you take any Spanish in high school or college?
Yes, I did, but there was distance and gaps in between, so it would take a semester and then another semester, but it was just a class that I just learned Spanish and learned words and learned verbs, but like tying it together to have a conversation, that was my biggest fear and that was my biggest thing that I did not know how to do. So going to Peru, it definitely helped us tying that all together, all those Spanish verbs and the conjugation and all that stuff. Putting it into sentences and having a conversation with somebody. It took a while because whenever someone would say something, my brain would be processing it and then the right thing or the wrong thing will come out sometimes and it will come out the wrong way. So the more practice with different people and the help, it was really, really good to get that.
That's great. And how long do you think it took for you to feel like you had your feet under you?
I would say at the end of the first 2 weeks in Lima, I could say I had my foot in the ground and I could go places, go to the store by myself, walk around and, you know, find my way. And, you know, I felt like I was home.
You know, I was listening to the first part of your story and you said that, you know, you didn't know an awful lot of Spanish and you were concerned about it. But here you are, you got on a plane and flew to a foreign country and that took a lot of courage. What was it about the experience that drew you to it so much that you were willing to step that far outside of your comfort zone?
Because I'm very much passionate about the medical field, and currently I work at a hospital, and I live in a state where there's a lot of Spanish speakers, and I don't know how to communicate with them as much, and it breaks my heart to not know what they're trying to say or what they're trying to ask me and stuff. So that was one of my biggest thing of going, and because in the future, I would like to become a pediatrician, and also we're living into a world where there's not only English speakers anymore, and I know Spanish speakers are not the only ones here, but, you know, it makes up a lot of our population here, and I'm like, if I go and learn, that could definitely make a difference.
Sure. What would you say to another college student who might be thinking about it but might have the same fears that you had?
I would definitely say go for it without even thinking, because it would definitely change the way you see things, the way you appreciate things, and just believing in yourself that you could do something. Because I met people who never knew Spanish, and myself not knowing how to put the Spanish language together and how to properly communicate. So going definitely took me out of my comfort zone, and I definitely grew a lot, learned a lot, and overall, I would say definitely go for it.
That's great. So you'd recommend this to anyone?
Yes, I would.
Excellent. Well, Christina, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
You are very welcome anytime.
Cecilia, congratulations. It's a testament to your to the wonderful program that ASELA is.
That made me so happy. I really want to cry. And I feel that we're doing okay, but now I want to do it the best, because it really made me feel that our students are part of this. Even if they left a couple years ago, they still remember ASELA yesterday, so that's so good.
Cecilia, we're getting close to the end of our time here, and I can't believe how quickly this has gone by. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners about the ASELA experience?
Yeah, I would like to share the first 2 days and the last day, where it's a normal student for the, even before they arrive, many of them, they are scared about coming here because they will feel alone, or they feel sometimes they are not going to be able to get all the Spanish. And that is one of the things that we hear often, very often. I won't say to every single student, but I will say a big percentage of them. But what I can say that is all the students, when they leave the school and the farewell party, they're crying because they don't want to leave. They feel so strong and they can do a speech in Spanish. They transform themselves because they grow. Because they met people from all over the world, they feel so thankful for what they have when they learn that other countries, they have so little. Especially when they are in a hospital, they don't have much stuff. They make friends for the rest of their life, and they don't want to leave. And that is one of the best things for them. But it's, for me, it's the biggest reward that I can have.
Yeah, I imagine you're meeting all of these people, and it must be tough to say goodbye to some of them.
Oh, yeah. I was crying for the first 5 years, I remember. I was like, oh, my God, today is Friday. I cannot wear makeup. I'm still in contact with many of them.
Oh, that's wonderful. So they arrive scared, but then they don't want to go home. That sounds like a wonderful experience. I just want to thank you very much again for spending some time with us today. I know I learned an awful lot, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. And I'm looking at my notes here, and I want to make sure that I get this correct. If people want to learn more about this program that we've been talking about today, is it correct that we should tell them to go to SpanishandMedicine.com?
Yes, is that correct?
SpanishandMedicine.com. That's great. Cecilia, thank you so much. If there's one last thing you want to say, what would that be?
Well, I hope we can see them here in South America. This is a big challenge to travel, to be alone in another country and learn the language. I'm excited too. And has a big prize. So please go ahead and come.
Yeah, it is true. It is a big challenge, but also the rewards are great. All right. And the address for people who want to learn more is SpanishandMedicine.com.
It's correct.
Cecilia, thank you so much for being on the program.
No, thank you for the invitation.
You've been listening to America's Healthcare Leaders with John Melly. For more information on this program, please refer to the contact information that accompanied this audio CD.